You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, y'all. Admittedly, it's been a minute, but I want you to know I've been working behind the scenes. I've been tabulating all of the Santa sightings and am ready to start running down the leads. But first, I gotta pick out a costume for Derek Rudolph's Halloween party. I meet Rodney and his new girlfriend in a bit to pick it out. Oh yeah, Rodney and Linda split, and you ain't gonna believe who he's shacking up with now. But the reason I'm checking in today is twofold, maybe threefold. To announce Santa May Be a Criminal's return for season 2. I'd initially planned to release it today on Halloween, but after reflecting, I feel like featuring the Halloween party is the best way to start the new season. And since it ain't happened yet, well, I can't really feature it. So Santa May Be a Criminal season 2 will kick off on Black Friday, just like last year. But unlike last year, you're going to get a couple of weeks with 2 episodes throughout the season. I'm also going to introduce a Patreon in case you want some swag from the NOPO, we'll do monthly live check-ins, or even if you want to be part of production of the show or some of the spinoffs that we have planned. Today, however, I've got an extra treat for you. A couple months ago, I was at the True Crime Podcast Festival in Dallas, Texas. At the same time, Detective Samantha Strong was at a law enforcement festival just a few miles away. Once I realized this, I had to catch up with her. It took some time, but I was able to dig up our audio from the event. And you want to stay tuned till the end of it, because she makes a pretty significant announcement that could change the entire course of our podcast. So give it a listen, keep your ears open for new trailers, new sponsors, and new episodes in the coming weeks. Happy Halloween.
It's that time of year again. And no, I don't mean Christmas. It's Halloween. And what better way to rise and slay the competition at your neighborhood's costume contest than by visiting your local Christmas Spirit Halloween? Christmas Spirit Halloween has all the obvious and not so obvious costume selections that will make Jenny on the block giggle with delight and put a little extra treat in your bucket. From traditional favorites like witches, vampires, and werewolves to trending costumes like podcasting psychologist Krampus on a Lampus, random Dateline correspondent, trending elffluencer, and criminal Santa. Get more laughs, get more candy at Christmas Spirit Halloween, located somewhere completely different than last year, so check online. Christmas Spirit Halloween is not a real company and is intended solely for satire.
This program contains talk about criminal activity and may paint a not-so-flattering picture of one of your childhood heroes. It even includes a few cuss words and may not be appropriate for your youngins, so you might want to earmuff them or send them outside to play. Thanks for listening.
The following is a collect call from a person presumed nice until proven naughty.
Santa Claus.
An inmate at the Scriven County Correctional Facility.
Yep. You heard that right. Santa Claus. My name's Richie Buck. I'm a pest control technician, carpenter, sometimes wise man in my church Christmas program. And as unbelievable as it might sound, I'm here to save Christmas.
This is an Ear Cult production in association with Glassbox Media and Crawlspace Media. Santa may be a criminal. An ongoing Yuletide investigation. And this is a special bonus episode. Richie Does Dallas.
As you can probably already tell, this is going to be a little bit different than our normal episodes. I'm not at home in Georgia. I'm not at the NOPO. I'm actually in almost the opposite location.
No, you're not. The opposite location would be the South Pole.
You mean the SOPO?
Whatever.
As you can see, or I guess probably not see, as you can hear, I have a guest. It's fan favorite, Detective Samantha Strong. And you might be wondering, are we both in Dallas? And if you're wondering that, you're correct. But we're both here for different reasons. I'm attending the True Crime Podcast Festival, and I saw a post on social media.
Cyber stalker?
I am not. Anyway, I saw that Detective Strong was here for a law enforcement festival.
Conference, Richie. A homicide conference.
Sorry, a conference. That took a turn. I just wanted to take some time today to talk about season one of Santa May Be a Criminal, and maybe a little bit about what's coming in season two. So for anyone that doesn't know about the show, this is going to be a little smack talk. That's S-M-A-C, Santa May Be a Criminal talk. So last season, the show was about Santa Claus being arrested in a small Georgia town, and the quest, a podcaster, that would be yours truly, goes on to free him and save Christmas. But that was last season. That was before he busted out of jail and broke my heart.
I tried to tell you.
Yeah, you did. So this season, I'm going to hunt him down and drag him back to face justice.
Good luck with that.
Even if I have to travel to the ends of the earth. Even if I have to travel to Iowa.
You're better off letting me and law enforcement handle that.
You mean like the FBI? Detective Strong, eye rolling doesn't make sound. It's not really good for a podcast.
Now I remember what it was like to work with you.
How? Great?
No. Not great.
Well, I'm going to recap a little about last season now. Feel free to jump in and offer any commentary as you feel. But it all started with a partridge in a pine tree.
That damn bird.
Yeah, that damn bird. He was chirping up a storm in my cousin Rodney Dale Murphy's yard. It was Christmas Eve, and Rodney didn't have any milk for Santa. But what he did have was Hunch Punch. Or Wapatui. As some people call it, I'm told. Detective Strong, have you ever had Hunch Punch?
No.
How about Wapatui? Yeah, if looks could kill, I'd be dead right now. Well, Santa drank the Hunch Punch and then was found by Detective Strong's boss, Sheriff Bradley Dewberry, at the scene of an alleged vehicular manslaughter, where beloved grandmother, and as I recently discovered, really naughty, naughty lady, Ruthie Barker Guest, was dead. Sheriff Dewberry, who's also a cousin of mine, arrested Santa and called Detective Strong to work the scene. I ended up going to the prison to talk to Santa and try to figure out what happened because I just knew he didn't kill Ruthie Barker Guest. I mean, what the elf? This is a guy that gives presents to people every year. In no way did I think it was possible that he killed RBG. RBG is what we call Ruthie Barker Guest. I also wondered, since he was arrested while delivering the presents, how they all got delivered. And that's when I learned Christmas magic is a real thing. But it didn't make sense why he just let himself get arrested without finishing the job. Why didn't he finish delivering the presents? So I asked him point blank, why didn't you run, Santa? I mean, his sleigh has to go like 10,000 miles an hour or something. He rubs the reindeer down with Vaseline before they fly. Santa looked me dead in the eye and told me, only the guilty run. A few weeks later, he broke out of jail, and he's been on the run ever since. I was putting everything into proving his innocence, and then he left me, high and dry.
I told you so.
I don't have to say that so often.
Try being right more often, then.
So, Detective Strong, any highlights for you from last season?
You know when you went to the North Pole?
Yeah, that was awesome.
You were out of my hair for a while.
Well, the Nopo was nothing like I expected. Ellie the Elf did a great job showing me around. Mayor P.P. Patton Odd, he has his work cut out for him. There's a lot of unrest up there. I went to the Nopo Cabana, where the food was good, but tiny, tiny portions. I got high on elf and tobacco, and I met the head of the elf mafia, Todd O. Tannenbaum, also known as Tot, also known as the Todd Father. It was a crazy experience.
It was pure bliss.
Speaking of bliss, aren't you excited for Derek Rudolph's Halloween party? I hear it's epic.
Huh. I didn't get an invitation.
I think Dewberry did. Perks of being the sheriff, I guess. Anyhow, this season we'll get to go to his Halloween bash.
What are you going as?
You know I don't dress up for Halloween.
You didn't get tattoos or say the F word last year either.
Well, what are you going as?
I just told you. I don't have an invitation.
Oh, right. Well, I'm also planning to work with a bounty hunter to help me find Santa.
Richie, don't get involved with this. Just let the pros do it. You're just going to get in the way.
Hey, you need me. This podcast reaches literally tens of listeners each week from all over the world. And I'm going to say it right now for the 10 of you. If you've seen Santa, let me know. Send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at SantaMaybe. I've already planned my trip to the Nopo to talk to Mrs. Claus again and check in on Ellie. You know, she was my tour guide. I've also heard that Todd O. Tannenbaum is up to no good again.
Where are you hearing all of this?
I get the Nopo Times.
It's so odd that you know what's happening up there.
Impressed, Detective Strong?
Oh, dear God.
It's my job to know. So, that's about all. I'm really excited about Season 2. I just know that we'll bring Santa Claus back to the penitentiary where he belongs.
You know, the same way that you knew Santa was innocent?
Anyway, Detective Strong, do you have anything to add before we wrap up and get back to our festivals, I mean conferences?
I do, actually. I have an announcement.
Go for it.
I can't believe I'm doing this here, but I'm officially announcing my candidacy for sheriff. Thanks to Sheriff Dewberry, Santa Claus is on the loose. So, don't go wrong, vote for Strong.
That's breaking news, everybody. At least that slogan's better than Sheriff Dewberry's last one, remember?
I don't care what it was.
It'll be scary if you don't elect Dewberry.
His election slogan skills are about as good as his keeping violent offenders behind bars.
Well, you heard it here. Detective Samantha Strong challenging incumbent Bradley Dewberry for sheriff at the polls.
Go ahead and change the stationery.
Santa May Be a Criminal was conceived in a Texas dive bar in a tub filled with Lone Star beer by Jason Ussery, Rebecca Sebastian, Shiloh Catanese, Scott Musgrove, Mickey Cat, and a few rogue elves. To become a rogue elf, head over to Patreon, where you can join the Naughty or Nice list, become a VIE, that's very important elf, or even be elected mayor of the Nopo. P.P. Patton's going to be jealous. Santa May Be a Criminal is part of the Glassbox Media family, the premier podcast platform for both creators and brands. It's written by Jason Ussery, hosted by Richie Buck, podcast production and editing by Richard Buck, social media designed and delivered by Ricardo Buck, website management by Ricky Buck III, all other duties as assigned to Richard Buck. Santa Sleigh sound design by Captain Fat Hands. Music and sound effects licensed by paying through the nose to multiple royalty-free audio providers, not the least of which are Epidemic Sound, Soundstripe, and Motion Array. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to give us a 5-star rating and a review. That way you'll get on the permanent nice list, or if you prefer, roll the dice. I've warned you. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, always, always, always be nice.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.